DPC The One Texans Radio, joining me today, Marcus Rivero, who is in charge of, or I guess that's your company, is Souls by Sir.
Yes, that's correct.
And you're here at NRG Stadium doing something really cool. You're the designer of the cleats for the My Cause, My Cleats campaign, which this is the second year the NFL is doing it. And how did you get in? First of all, how did you get involved in this? This is a really cool venture, I think.
Well, customizing cleats was something I never imagined. A couple years ago, I was dating a girl, and it was Valentine's Day, and I wanted to give her something different that wasn't your typical flowers or candies. And I've always been a sneaker guy, so I bought some sneakers, and I just didn't like the color. So I figured, oh, let me just paint them. How hard can this be? Next thing you know, somebody found it on Instagram, a player at the time played for the Dolphins. And I did his shoes. Next thing you know, I did a couple guys in the league. Before you know it, I'm dealing with about 400 or 500 guys and teams. Like
400 or 500 guys?
Current.
How long does it take to do a pair of cleats?
3 to 6, 3 to 7 hours a piece.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Continuously? You got to take a break?
Well, I get bored very easily. So I don't work on one at a time. I'll work on like 8 or 9 guys, and I'll just kind of bounce.
A little bit here, a little bit there. Here.
Yeah, so that my mind just keeps flowing.
All right, so now you're involved with the NFL, and how many players are you working with as far as the Texans are concerned in designing cleats?
Well, I thought originally it was going to be 20-something. I just got out of meeting. We're upwards and above 40, 44 guys, I think.
40 to 44 guys. And they will be wearing these cleats on the December 3rd game against the Titans. Last year was at Green Bay. I remember seeing some of the really cool designs. Were you designing the cleats last year, or is this your first year working with the Texans?
With the Texans is my first year. I've worked prior with Lamar Miller when he was back in Miami. I worked with J.J. Watt this year at the beginning of the season. But this is my first time working with the Texans. And they always say stuff is bigger in Texas. So when they came to me, I said, yeah, I'll do the job as long as I can do everybody. And they, sure enough, brought everybody to the table.
It seems like there's some guys that are really into shoes, and they probably have a very... I mean, I'm just thinking about the players I know, very specific ideas of what they want. But then, you know, there are a lot of guys that are a little bit more laid back, go with the flow. So how, you know, who's the easier one to deal with? And, you know, how much of your own imagination do you have to use? Or do you give them, like, ideas to choose from, ones that are a little bit less decisive?
Well, you'd be surprised, because we were sitting in there and I was talking to different guys, first time meeting most of them, actually. And we're sitting there speaking about different ideas. And some of the guys knew certain things they wanted, but they kind of left the rest open. And I started throwing stuff. And the guys that seemed like the more calmer, like very simple, the more ideas I threw at them, the more they ate it alive. And like, yes, I want this. I want to add this. I want this.
I didn't think about all these things.
And it's just like, wow. And then it's funny because I just finished up with Braxton Miller.
Okay.
And we changed our idea 4 times in 5 minutes. And every idea was crazier than the last. I mean, the final idea includes like Simba holding up a heart. It's a crazy idea.
What's the coolest cleat that you've designed?
Wow. It's hard for me because it's like kids. Like every time I do one.
Yeah, you got to pick one.
It's like I got to pick
one. Probably so original in their own ways too, right?
Yeah.
So all right, tell me out of the Texans, which ones are you thinking are going to be challenging for you?
Well, challenging is definitely going to be Braxton. Braxton has
Simba with a heart. Yeah.
Well, there's some other ideas on there going in there. But there's some guys that, it's just like we have a – they kind of gave me a lane to go into, and there's some cool ideas, but none of them are, I like, not one of them. There's a couple repeating organizations and foundations. However, the ideas that each person gave me was so off the wall. It's going to look like these guys like went through like a paint studio before I got to the field. Like nothing, none of them match. None of them have navy and red in them. I can tell you that from the beginning. So none of them match.
I mean, that's exciting because they get to pick whatever. This is the one week of the year, one game of the year. They can do whatever color they want. It doesn't have to be, you know, like everyone else's shoe. They can really show their personality. So when they pick this charitable cause, how much are you tied to that cause and their colors or their logos that you have to incorporate that in the shoe?
Well, the cool part about it, this being the second year, the NFL kind of opened up the rule book a little more.
Oh, is that right?
So
okay.
Last year, we couldn't even do logos, but somehow people did logos. This year, they let you do the logo, but the cool part about it is that just because the logo is, for example, American Heart Association's is white, black, and red, that doesn't mean the shoe can be lime green below it. So a lot of guys took advantage of that, and there's a lot of guys that have two organizations. So the right cleat has nothing to do with the left cleat. So you're going to see, for example, there's a diabetes in there that should be red, but there's like yellow, and it's just because they want yellow on the shoe. And so I'm trying to figure out a nice way to artistically, it looks like a piece of art, but then you're drawn to this yellow shoe. But when you get closer to it, oh, wow, it symbolizes something else.
All right, so tell me about the process, because now, first you meet with the players, you get an idea of their personality and what they're looking for. Then do you do a mock-up? Because I assume you're not going to just show them the shoe, because what if that's not what they were imagining?
It's a gamble I take every day. There's no mock-ups in what I do.
You just do the shoe and give it to them?
Yeah, and it's, knock on wood, it's been going good for me. So what happens is I get the feel for what they are, like what they like, what they don't like, in a quick 5-minute like going back and forth. And most of them give me creative freedom. So I don't really mock up anything. I just tell them what I'm thinking I'm going to doing. And that doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to do it. So when I do it and I go crazy on their shoes, for the most part, none of these guys really get custom shoes on a weekly basis. So it's kind of like giving a little kid a toy.
It's the novelty of it.
It's an art piece that they don't normally get. And now, you know, the Texans are providing them this, so they're going to love it regardless. But either way, I treat every shoe like it was mine. If I don't like it when I finish it, there's been shoes where I'll be done, laced it up. I don't like it. I'll start again.
You'll do the whole shoe over.
They'll never know, but I just redo it.
I remember when they saw their shoes last year, and they were just, I didn't realize that was the first time a lot of them are probably seeing their shoe, but they seemed to be so into the fact that these were their own custom shoes. Now, you've worked with Lamar Miller, so yes, you have an idea of what his taste is going to be like. Does it make it easier to work with a guy like that?
A little bit. Because the thing is, you've had more than a 5-minute conversation with him. So, like, when I was dealing with JJ, unfortunately.
Or JJ, for that matter.
We had crazy conversations leading into the season, and we didn't think it was going to be every week thing for him. And we started to do it, and he really got addicted. And most guys do. Once they do this, a lot of these guys end up staying, being my customers, because once you get that little sneak peek of, you're like, oh, I don't want to go back to the regular white shoes. You get to do crazy
that everybody
stuff
else has, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So which shoes did you do for JJ? Because JJ's got his shoe line. Was it that, or was it a separate shoe that you did for him?
So what happens is JJ, with this cleat line, we basically started the season as with his personal logo, the JJ logo, for his preseason game. And opening game here, he wore a Texas flag, a huge Texas flag shoe. I did that shoe for him as well.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. He's all about Texas, as you obviously know. So we basically, every shoe was incorporating either Texans logo or Texas theme, obviously Texan colors. But the majority factor that they all had was the front toes were all white. So JJ's shoes, when he would look down, just looked like a simple white shoe. But anybody who saw JJ from the side or us on TV, it was a colorful shoe. But he looked down and saw the same plain white shoe.
That is amazing. All right. I know you're working with the Texans. Any other teams that you're working with, or any other big celebs that you can tell us about?
Well, this year I've already tied in with Oakland Raiders, Miami Dolphins, Jacksonville Jaguars, Indianapolis Colts, Tennessee Titans, Houston Texans, Cleveland Browns. And I have a call once I get out of here with the Chargers.
Oh, wow. You're going to be very busy.
Yeah, it's a busy time. I mean, we're basically what I have already, what we predicted. We're going to be somewhere between 250 to 300 guys just for that 1 week. So basically 20% of the league will be in art that I produced in the next 6 weeks.
All right. So for the average person that's watching or listening and they say, hey, you know what? This sounds like something I want to have. Do you do custom cleats for just the average fan? And how can they get a hold of you?
I do. I do custom shoes for anybody who wants it. I just happen to be in the lane where professional athletes reach out. But my Instagram is typically how people find me.
Okay.
My Instagram is Soles by Sir, SOLESBYSIR. Same as my Twitter. And people usually, my number's on there. So they'll call me, they'll send me messages. I've always kept it, you know, you could reach me. You don't have to go through 30 people to get to me. And I just believe that it's an art process. So as long as somebody's serious about it and they really want it, I would definitely do it for them.
All right. Would you do ladies sneakers too?
I've done heels, wedges, everything.
Okay.
You name it.
I've got your Instagram account down, sir. Thank you so much. Marcus Rivero, Soles by Sir. We look forward to seeing your cleats for the My Calls, My Cleats campaign.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks,
can't
Marcus.
Wait.